Good afternoon, Path to Warren podcast. This is Matt Warren. It's episode 583. Today is April 21st, 2024, and I'm at home on this awesome Sunday preparing a salad. I decided to not go. I was going to get something from Groucho's, but I said I'm just going to make me a salad at home. And while I was at home, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasters, if you will, the one and only Gary V. And he made a statement during one of his talks. He said, "Stop going to conferences. Stop reading books. Stop listening to podcasters on how to make content." His point was, just make content. Stop all the learning, just execute. And it reminded me, I've recently started a new job and I haven't shared about it yet. I have done a lot of things since my last episode, especially with this new job and with real estate, that I decided it was time to stop listening to another, don't go pick up another podcast or YouTube video to watch to learn. Granted, I am learning. But I shouldn't do that until I have executed on my channel. So it's a new job, it's a new day, and I wanted to share about what I've been doing the last couple months since I posted. The last time I posted was well, the last time about work was when I was with a company that was much smaller than I was used to. It had about 10 employees. It was very, I learned a ton, but now I'm at a company that I'm very excited about. And instead of talking negatively about the company I was at, I think it's just smarter to move forward and talk about where I'm at now and what currently is going on in my life. So currently I am the Director of Business Development for a company called Insight Partners. It is out of the Charlotte area. It's a commercial HVAC rep firm. So what does that mean? Well, basically it means that I supply HVAC equipment to contractors, engineers, to end users. And my job, I was hired to call on the actual end user. So that's the building owner. Well, my background is calling on building owners. So that worked out perfectly. That's why they hired me. I call on the owners and I go to them, and my value proposition is, hey, I represent about 80 different manufacturers, everything from chillers to boilers to cooling towers, air handlers, custom air handlers, custom coils, replacement coils, all kinds of lines of equipment. The next time you have a project, whether you're adding on to an existing building or you're growing and building a brand new building, let me help you bid on the job. So what I'll do is I will help you lay out what kind of equipment you need. I will help supply you with a direct from the manufacturer type pricing model. So you'll know exactly what kind of pricing it's going to take to do the job. And then if you need me to, I can bring a contractor or two or three to the table to help bid on the actual labor. But at least you'll have an idea of what the equipment cost and know exactly what it's going to take to do it right. From the equipment standpoint. So that's what I do, and it's been quite a learning curve so far. I've already gone to two factory tours. Both of them ironically happened to be in the Boston area. One was at a Phoenix Control factory, and they manufacture critical controls. So in research facilities or hospitals where pressurization is critical to keep the employees safe and the researchers or the surgeons or the people on the surgery table, they sell those kind of valves. And then the other trip I went on was to this company called Lars Heating Systems, L-A-A-R-S, Lars Heating Systems. And they specialize in boilers as well as domestic hot water heaters. So if you have a big building, normally you have a closed loop system for pumping the hot water throughout the entire building. That's a domestic hot water boiler. But then you also might have something like a boiler and a chiller and a cooling tower that will heat and cool the building as well. So those are normally two different systems. I got to go to that factory. That was really cool. But I've been with them now for about a month and a half. I started March 1st. Ironically, March 1st is my 6-year sobriety date. And as much as I was trying to, you know, not necessarily start on that day, it worked out that day. So it's been such a great position for me, a learning opportunity. Glad I made the move. I just realized working at the other company, you know, they specialize in this system called VRF, variable refrigerant flow. And that system, it's most of the times the places I was calling on, they might have a VRF system, and if they did, that's great. That's why I was calling on them. But normally that was like a small part of their entire system. Like at Samsung, for example, the Samsung manufacturing facility in Newberry, yeah, they've got VRF, but it's such a small system compared to all the other, you know, things and systems that they have. They've got chillers and boilers and cooling towers. So it was very hard to just call on a company and only be able to talk about their VRF systems. It was a very specialized business. Quite frankly, the owner raised his voice a couple times at me and me and his partner, really, over some stupid crap like pricing. And I told his partner, you know, his business partner, my coworker, I told him, I said, you know what, I'm done. Life's too short to be at a company where the owner gets hot and heavy and huffing and puffing and raising his voice over stupid things like pricing. You know, it's just, we can have civil conversations without having to raise our voices, right? Life's too short. So today I am going to go to the office. It's Sunday afternoon. I'm trying to hire an executive assistant to help me with my emails and calendars. So I'm going to go record some videos that will allow my new assistant to really help keep me straight. If I could have someone manage my calendar in my inbox, then I could go focus on doing the things that I do best, which is make calls and get in front of customers. If I had somebody managing this, that I could just talk to them once a day or a couple times a day, but know that my systems and my follow-ups and my meeting confirmations are being handled, then I would be far more productive. So the first step with that is to start recording some of the processes that I do on a day-to-day basis, so that when it comes time to hand it off this to an executive assistant, I can do it easily. I hope you have a great day. If you're wondering where I got the idea about this whole executive assistant thing, check out the book, Buy Back Your Time. It was a game changer for me. Buy Back Your Time is by Dan Marcel, and it was really something that revolutionized the way I think about my time. I need to be focusing on the things that bring me the most money and make me feel the most happy on a day-to-day basis. The things that drain my energy and or the things that are low value skills or low value time sucks that need to be done, I'm going to be delegating those for anything less than about $18 an hour is something I can delegate out. So that'll buy me back, you know, four times what I'm making now if I could just focus on my energy on selling, selling, selling. Marketing and selling is where I need to focus my energy. That's what I do best. So it's already worked and it has been working in the last 4 or 5 weeks with, I hired a content creator and he's doing a phenomenal job. He's coming up with content virtually for me. We share a Google Doc and I'm able to take that off so that I can still post 3 times a day, but don't have to spend so much time just curating content. I give him the first 10% and I'll do the last 10%, but he does that middle 80%, which is the, you know, what takes up so much time. But check out Buy Back Your Time. It's a great book. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Sunday. Bye-bye.